gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kalpataru Limited's Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. And I hand the conference over to Mr. Advait Fatafort, Head Investor Relations at Kalpataru Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ikra. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q3 and 9M FY26 results call of Kalpataru Limited. We have with us today the management of Kalpataru Limited, represented by Mr. Parag Munot, Managing Director, and Mr. Chandrasekhar Zogekar, Director of Finance and CFO. I would like to state that any forward-looking statements made during the discussion today are based on our current expectations, assumptions, and projections about future events and are subject to risks and uncertainties beyond our control. With that, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Munot for the opening remarks, post which we shall open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Advait. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. Reflecting on our performance for the quarter, in Q3 FY26, we recorded pre-sales of 870 crores, representing a 14% year-on-year decline. However, our collections remained robust at 1,100 crores, reflecting a healthy 17% growth over the same period last year. For the first 9 months of FY26, our pre-sales reached 3,447 crores, a 23% increase, and collections stood at 3,409 crores, marking a 30% increase on year-on-year basis. The relatively subdued pre-sales performance this quarter was primarily driven by delay in launch of a couple of projects as a result of delayed regulatory approvals. Consequently, we anticipate ending this fiscal year approximately 20 to 22% below our initial pre-sales guidance and roughly 10% below our collections target. Turning to our portfolio comprises 29 projects with a total saleable area of around 41 million square feet. Of these, 20 are ongoing projects with a saleable area of approximately 23 million square feet, of which about 10.3 million square feet has already been sold. These ongoing projects represent a gross development value of nearly 34,600 crores, translating into future inflows of approximately 26,800. This includes both balanced collections from sold inventory as well as the expected value of unsold units. The MMR region continues to be our largest contributor, with 15 projects accounting for more than 23,000 crore of the total expected inflows. Pune and other markets contribute together around 3,800 crores. In addition, our completed projects and forthcoming launches together add approximately 25,000 crore. Taking total future inflows across the portfolio or to about 52,000 crores. The strong visibility provides us with a solid foundation for sustained growth, healthy cash flows, and further balance sheet strengthening going forward. During quarter 3 FY26, we launched two towers of our Thane project Eternia at Kalpataru Park City with a total saleable area of approximately 0.48 million square feet. Kalpataru 1 Worli continues to demonstrate momentum. While we have officially launched two towers, construction is proceeding at full scale across all three, ensuring timely delivery of this landmark development. As Worli solidifies its position as Mumbai's premier luxury real estate destination, Kalpataru 1 stands at its epicenter. During 9-month FY26, we have handed over 2,000 apartments to customers, demonstrating our strong execution delivery capabilities. We are now entering a major delivery cycle. At the time of listing, we had approximately 24 million square feet ongoing projects. Out of this, we had planned to complete 10 million square feet in FY26-27. Post-listing, 3.52 million square feet is already completed by December 2025, which includes Kalpathru Magnus in Bandra, Tower A and B at Shishti Namur in Mira Road, and the last two towers of Imensa at Kalpathru Park City Thana. We will end FY26 with completion of 4.25 million square feet. Similarly, remaining approximately 6 million square feet will also be completed in FY27. These are high margin projects and the revenue for these will be recognized in FY26-27. This provides us clear visibility of operating cash flows resulting into debt reduction and at the same time profit recognition, leading to considerable improvement in debt equity ratio. Further, another 10 million square feet would be majorly completed by FY28. On the business development front, we remain focused on evaluating high potential opportunities in redevelopment, JVs, JDs, and plotted development, primarily across the MMR and Pune markets. Our approach is highly disciplined as we selectively pursue projects that align strictly with our internal return thresholds. In FY27-28 itself, we will be launching approximately 9 million square feet projects. These are projects which form part of our forthcoming portfolio as well as new projects in pipeline. Almost all of these projects are in MMR and Pune. As we navigate our journey as a newly listed entity, we remain firmly anchored to the long-standing principles that defined Kalpathru for decades. Integrity, innovation, and a commitment to excellence. These values are the bedrock of our operations and continue to guide how we create value for all our stakeholders. With that, I would like now to hand over the call to Mr. Chandrasekhar Joglekar for a detailed update on our financial performance. Over to you, Joglekar.
Thank you, Parag. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Q3 FY26 earnings call. Let me start with the financial update for Q3 as well as 9 months of FY26. We reported revenue from operations of 505 crores for Q3 FY26 against rupees 588 crores of the same quarter last year. This number of 9 months FY26 was 1742 crores. A year-on-year increase of 7%. In Q3 FY26, our adjusted EBITDA stood at 119 crores versus 205 crores in same quarter last year. This converted to an adjusted EBITDA margin of 23.6%. On a 9-month basis, this figure stood at 413 crore versus INR 518 crores in the same period last year, translating to an adjusted EBITDA margin of 23.7%. On the PAT front, in a Q3 FY26, we reported a loss of 67 crores and this figure stood at a loss of 114 crores for the 9 months of FY26. To reiterate what we had highlighted during our H1 FY26 call, a majority of our revenue recognition for 7 of our projects continue to be under the percentage completion method. At the same time, for certain projects that commenced after April 2022, the company follows the project completion method of revenue recognition. As a result, revenue from 13 such projects will be recognized only upon receipt of the occupation certificate for these projects. However, the associated costs, including marketing expenses, corporate overheads, and other administrative expenses, continue to be expensed out in the respective period of having spent on a time cost basis. Q4 FY26 is expected to record considerably higher revenue from operations and corresponding profitability as compared to the first three quarters of FY26 due to expected completion of few of the projects following project completion method of revenue recognition. Several of our key projects, including Kalpataru 1 at Worli, Kalpataru Amare at Juhu, Kalpataru Vivant at JVLR, Kalpataru Advai at Borivali, Kalpataru Blossoms at Siagad Road, Pune, Kalpataru Priway and Azuro in South Mumbai, have witnessed healthy sales momentum. All these projects are following the project completion method and have different timelines for completion. And accordingly, revenue from these project developments will be recognized in the coming years in line with their completion timelines. Turning to our balance sheet position, as of December 31st, 2025, our gross debt stood at 9,171 crores, while cash and cash equivalents were 901 crore, resulting in the net debt of 8,269 crores. Consequently, our net debt to equity ratio stands at 2.1x at December 2025. We expect this metric to further improve in the periods ahead as several of our projects, as stated earlier, start receiving OC and their revenue getting recognized along with their profits. We are also actively evaluating refinancing opportunities to further optimize our cost of borrowing. This is expected to enhance overall capital efficiency and support long-term profitability as we continue to scale our operations. Post-IPO, we have refinanced or got the rate reduction for facilities of approximately ₹2,700 crores, achieving a delta of approximately 3.65% in the interest rates, translating into annualized saving of approximately 100 crores. By end of FY26, we expect to further add to this 2,000 crores of borrowings for the reduction of cost on the account of interest due to refinancing or rate reduction. As mentioned by Mr. Parag, due to factors beyond our control, we were unable to launch certain projects as was envisaged in the beginning of the year. As a result of this, we are going to end the year with a pre-sales and collection numbers lower than our initial estimates or the guidance. Correspondingly, our net debt number for the year also may go up marginally compared to our initial guidance. In closing, while regulatory delays have impacted our launch timelines and led to a deviation from our initial pre-sales and the net debt guidances, I want to assure all the stakeholders that our operational liquidity remains strong, all ongoing projects are financially closed, and the construction is proceeding at a full speed. With that being said, we would like to open the floor for the question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. The first question, walk through the cash flow for the 9 months. We have the collections number, but if you could share the construction spend, the approval BD spend and the interest cost for the 9 months. That is the first question.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Adhidev. So for the first 9 months. Hello,
yeah, I can hear you.
For the first 9 months, the construction cost as well as the other costs related to construction, etc., spent was 2,256 crores.
Okay.
And the sales collections, the inflows were of 2,849 crores, including rentals and other income.
Okay.
And on the, and I think you were asking about the interest cost also.
The interest cost and on BD spend also for any new projects you have added during the 9 months. Yeah.
So firstly on the interest cost, we have had incurred an interest cost of 900 crores for the first 9 months. And on the BD spends, there hasn't much been spent on the business development. However, around 100 to 120 crores were spent on the BD. The new business development.
Sure. So the second question is on your guidance for the debt number. You mentioned on the sales and collection numbers, you have mentioned the reason why you have cut the guidance. Sir, now we are at 8,300 crores almost out of net debt and we have a guidance of 7,300 crores, right, for March. So could you help us walk through this 1,000 crores? How are we going to broadly make up for that in this fourth quarter? Or is the debt number a little different from the 7,300 crores you had initially guided the closing debt for the year?
Aditya, so you're right. So initial guidance given at the beginning was higher number of sales revenue and therefore higher number of sales collection, which is lowered now. Just now we have mentioned that. And therefore the corresponding impact on the debt will also come. So the debt which was earlier mentioned, the net debt was around 7,300 crore we would be ending the year with FY26. It could be higher by around 600 to 700 crores. It could be around 8,000 crores, the net debt.
Okay, so you are saying 8,300 would get to around 8,000 crores by the end of the year?
Yes.
Sir, and my final question is on the competitive intensity, right, both in Worli and Thane, right? So obviously Thane, we are aware, a lot of other developers also there, but also in Worli, right, we have seen a lot of these luxury segment launches, right, also happening, right, by peers as well. So in the context of overall health of the market and overall sales velocity, footfalls or conversions, right, could you give us an overall flavor of how the overall market trends are shaping up, on the demand side?
Sure, Ajidev. For both Thane and for Worli, we are witnessing a very strong footfall. Thane remains a strong market even though there are a lot of launches happening, large-scale developments where it's townships and all see a strong footfall. In the last 3-4 months, we have seen the footfall only increasing and sale velocity slowly ramping up for us. We are completing many units out there. We have handed over more than 1,500 units in the last 6 months in Thane itself. In Worli also, even though there are launches, Worli has become a most premium location of Sobo, and there is a great footfall and the construction is going well and we are getting great momentum in Worli. We don't see any reduction in actually footfalls at any of our other sites also.
Okay, fine, sir. Sir, and just to think on the pricing front, right, so what are the sort of like-for-like price increases would you have taken YTD in the 9 months across our projects in terms of percentage? Any number you would have handy?
Yeah, about 7 to 10% increase we have done. Average across all the projects.
Okay, 7 to 10% is the number. Okay. Fine, so that's it from my side. I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Yeah, all the best. Thank you,
Aditi.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anant Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for providing the opportunity. So when I go through the presentation and when I see pre-sales has gone 14% below, so more than the area sold, it's more about the average realization which has gone 13% down. So is it because of the composition mix, or is it because the demand has bit softened and so there is a bit of a price cut that we're offering? So just kind of help me with that.
Yes, Bhavin, you rightly said this average realization depends on the composition mix of the projects. So the projects from the South Mumbai have a higher average realization as compared to the rest of the suburbs, etc. So it depends from period to period.
So, in this quarter, the composition mix was such that it looks lower.
Yes.
Okay. Got second, sir, just wanted to understand, you know, sir, I don't know, you know, maybe I would have missed it, but just wanted to understand what is our, you know, strategy, you know, going forward, you know, with respect to the, you know, composition, you know. So how should we see, you know, whether there will be, you know, now increase in the, you know, JD or redevelopment, or would it be, you know, still, you know, the own, you know, like the green, that the own land, you know, there will be composition will be more. How we should see it, you know, in terms of going forward?
Yeah, hi. If you see our portfolio, our majority of portfolio is owned land at present, and that's
right.
All really paid for. So now for the future, the pipeline what we are creating is we are mostly looking at JV, JD and redevelopment. As you know, in Mumbai, the redevelopment phase is a strong phase going on, and this will last for the next 3-4 years, where nice parcels you can get to do for redevelopment in multiple different types of cluster redevelopment or other types. So it's the right time to look at JV, JD redevelopment at this moment. While as we have our own portfolio already in our book.
Right. But say all, you know, most of the developers, you know, have the similar strategy, you know, increasing the share of, you know, JD, JDA. So do you see, you know, the aggressive competitive, you know, intensity, you know, in the, you know, redevelopment or JD, JDA? So how are you seeing, you know, are the return metrics, you know, going to get, you know, impacted? So how should we see it going forward?
So two things is we have our own internal return matrix for which we go for. Also, the portfolio what we take is we take usually larger redevelopment projects where competition is less. Thirdly, having an experience of more than 15 to 18 years of redevelopment projects, we get a preferred choice by a lot of societies that they would prefer giving over the development to people who have been established and been there. So we will only take projects if it hits our internal ratio.
Okay. Understood. And so just last thing, you know, with respect to, you know, the composition of the sustenance sales, you know, and the new launches sales. So currently we have inventory of around 5,000 crore, right? And the, currently we have the, of around 46,000 crores, something like that. So, sir, how do we see, you know, going future and down the line 2 to 3 years, you know, what are our expectation in terms of the composition, right, with respect to the sustenance sales and the, you know, new launches? Because at times we have seen, you know, the, you know, inventories, you know, get consumed, you know, as soon as the launch is done. And then there are, you know, if there are no launches, then in the, you know, in the subsequent quarters, there are hardly any sales. So does the company have any strategy with respect to, you know, the composition of, you know, to maintain the sustenance sales as well as the new launches sale?
Yeah. Thank you for the question. Yes, we have a strategy to have a right mix of launches and sustenance sale. And that's why we said in FY 2027-28, we will be launching approximately about 9 million square feet. You know, these are a mix of ongoing forthcoming projects which we have in a book and the pipeline we'll create.
Okay.
That is FY 2027 and 2028.
Right. But any long-term plan, you know, to have, you know, to certain target, you know, mix?
Because we're in multiple geography, multiple suburbs of Mumbai and all, we get a right mix of sustenance and launches happening, depending on, you know, you're in a premium, aspirational luxury. So we map that out, and when we do our FY 2027-28, future planning, we take that into accordance.
Okay. And so last question from my side, you know, I could have missed, but just wanted to, what are the plans to, you know, ramp up our NVT business?
At this moment, we are not having a strong portfolio of annuity business to increase. We may be doing one project in Thane, which will increase the annuity. Other than that, mostly we are doing residential developments.
Okay.
because that's the demand.
Got it. Thank you for providing me the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sukrit T. Patil from Eyesight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the team. I have two questions. My first question to Mr. Parag is, looking ahead, how do you see Kalpataru balancing between expanding project launches, ensuring timely execution, and protecting the profits? As customer demand and competition evolves in the real estate, what will guide your decisions on which of these areas should get the strongest focus in the coming quarters? That's my first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for the question. So we definitely have to keep our operation and construction execution is key, as we have a large portfolio which is ongoing at this moment and which we are going to be also launching. So operation has to increase, and as we had told that we have completed and handed over more than 2,000 apartments in the 9 months of FY26, and we continue to increase that number over the next 2 years. In addition to that, we will all, in all our projects have either phased launches happening or a few of the new redevelopment projects launches. So both will have its own focus in the FY27 and 28.
Thank you. My second question to Mr. Zogrekar is, as Kalpataru plans for the next few quarters or say for the next 2 years, what financial signals or metrics will be most important in guiding the decisions on cost control, cash flow management and capital allocation for the new upcoming projects? How do you see these particular levers shaping the company's ability to protect the margins and deliver a sustainable value in the real estate business? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, so for going forward, as we have already said, our capital structure would be as light as possible because we have enough of portfolio as well as the pipeline on the basis of ongoing as well as forthcoming projects for which the lands are already being paid. Therefore, the debt represented in the balance sheet is basically the cost which is incurred on all these projects which are ongoing and forthcoming. Therefore, there won't be anything required to be spent onto the acquisition or land of this pipeline projects. Point number one. Therefore, the cash margins going forward out of the sales realization as well as the sold inventory is going to be higher. On the new business development, the strategy would continue to be, as mentioned earlier, in MMR as well as Pune and joint development, joint ventures, redevelopment, because they are capital light models and high margin models in the range of 25% of IRR plus. So that will continue and that will keep adding to our portfolio, which Mr. Parag mentioned in the earlier narrative. In the earlier narrative, that around 9 million square feet will be launched over FY27 and FY28. And most of them will be of the MMR region. So far as the costs are concerned.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. I thought you were done. Yeah, please go ahead.
So far as the cost controls are concerned, as I said earlier, that the land stands already paid. So only the execution, construction and the approvals related cost and overheads will continue to happen. And that will go in the normal pace with normal escalation or the inflation.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Varun Arora from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, two questions and one clarification. So, clarification is my first. You have said that the 7 to 10% price hike you have taken. But in how many months you have taken this across? Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Varun. They had asked in this FY26, what is the price like you had said from the beginning, and that's what we answered, that average across projects is about 7 to 10% price rise.
In the 9 months you have taken, right, sir? 9 months you have taken. Okay, yes. Cool, sir. So secondly, now my two questions are like this. So what's the inventory level, project-wise, if you can say? And the second question is this, that since you're saying that in the last 3 to 4 months, footfall was very strong, but what's the conversion rate, if you can throw some light on the same, sir? That would be all. Thanks.
So on the inventory numbers, project by project, maybe we will get back to you with the data, because we have 30 projects ongoing. And as far as what was the other question, please?
The conversion. So the footfall has been good, and our conversion rate is ranges between 5 to 8%, different projects locations, and we have had a good conversion rate over the last few months or so.
Mr. Arora, do you have more questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Kumar from JM Financial Institutional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on slide 18. You have mentioned the total future inflows are about 52,000 crores. Can you help me with the OCF margin or the surplus that you are estimating out of this number? And the second question is, we have seen a subvention sort of a scheme being launched for Worli. So will that affect your collection numbers going forward? Thanks. Those are my two questions. Hello?
Yeah, your question is understood. So the first question is about the future inflows, which you have mentioned, and the margins on those future inflows. As we mentioned earlier, all of these future inflows, except the only the new business development GDV, which is part of this future inflows, except for that, which is minor, except for that, everywhere the land is paid, most of these projects are MMR projects, so the average realization can be on the same lines of what we have today. So the margins are going to be reasonably higher, since it is going to be a cash margin, cash flow margin. And so far as the Worli related question, Mr. Parag will take over.
Yeah, hi Sumit. On the Worli related, we have mapped the cash flow requirements and then taken this subvention scheme. As you know, the land price is fully paid, and it's the only construction in the premium payments, which with this subvention scheme will also do fine. And it's for a limited number of...
Okay. Any sort of target number you have for the subvention before you close it off? Let's say 30%, 25% of the inventory, or... you are yet to decide on that?
I think we'll yet to decide. There's a good demand for that, so we'll see.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Hi. Just
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gupta. Your voice is muffled. We are unable to hear you.
Okay. Is this better?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, okay. I was just wanting to check on the launches.
Sorry, Mr. Gupta. We lost you again. We are unable to hear you. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Okay. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to check what kind of regulatory approvals led to the delay in launches in Q3, and like, where are we in those regulatory approvals right now?
Yes, Mr. Gupta. We had an environment approval we needed to take, which got delayed, but now it's in line, and in the next 2 months we should get the approval that delayed our project at Lokanwala, which we had anticipated about 700 crore sales in this year's guidance. So that should get through now in the next 2 months, and in the first quarter of FY27, we should be launching that.
Understood, sir. And so my second question is that in addition to the Lokhandwala launch, what are the big launches that we have stacked up in fourth quarter of FY26 and in FY27? What are the big ones?
If you see our presentation on page number 19, we have given the which are the launches for FY26. Out of that, we have already launched Kalpatu Arya Residences, the Estela. Only the other two towers of that has to be launched in quarter four. One of the two towers has to be launched in quarter four of FY26. Shishti Namah we have launched. Eternia we have launched. So other than that, we don't have any other launches in quarter four of FY26.
Understood, sir. And anything big in FY27 that's coming?
Yes, in FY27 we have few projects which we will give the details in the next call.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management of Kalpatru Limited for closing comments.
Thank you to all the participants for joining our results call. We look forward to regularly interacting with you all. In case of any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations or the EY team for clarification. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Kalpatru Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.